by my special guest as the voice on Moonlight Shadow, Maggie Reilly.
Now I understand. Life doesn't always go as planned. But with every closing door, there's always something more. Future's in our hand. I watch the morning sun rise, the start of one more empty day. This longing never seems to fade, like all those plans we made. My tears have washed away. Hold me now and tell me we are meant to be. Comfort me and keep me safe from harm. Hold me till the dawn light sets the night stars free. I want to be forever in your arms.
The song's called Hold Me. The album's called Looking Back, Moving Forward. And it's the voice of Moonlight Shadow, Maggie Riley. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, that was atmospheric, wasn't it?
Yeah, the skin stood on end of my arms, and I have the hairs on my arms. Great choir.
Great production as well.
Mm,
I mean,
lovely.
I add that to all of your stuff. I mean, when Moon and Shadow came out, I made a point to find out whose was the wonderful voice on it, and I found out it was you. And we stuck by you, Maggie, because I played Life After John to death.
You must be the only person that did. Actually, I know you've been really great with me because I've got a lot of family up there who've told me how you've played stuff, and thank you very much for that.
It's my pleasure. It was a lovely song, that Life After John. Was it from a TV series or anything?
No, it was just just before I had my son, I started working with Mike, and he wrote the song and asked me to go in and sing it, which I did. I don't think we ever actually released it.
Well, I got it. I know, but under your name.
He was a little bit naughty. He put it out without actually letting me hear it before it was finished. And we never came to any sort of agreement to release it. And I think what he did was he put it out to some radio. And then my manager probably stopped it going any further. I'm not really sure.
What a pity, because it's a lovely song.
Yeah, you must be one of the only people that still got a copy.
Lovely. And we had good reaction to it, Maggie.
It's lovely. I mean, it's a really lovely tune.
And also, we played Get to France. I thought that was great.
Yes, that's a good song as well. And it's done really well in Europe over the years.
That was a follow-up to Moonlight Shadow, wasn't it? To France.
I think Mistake was the follow-up, which it was. And then To France came from the next album, the next bunch of songs.
Yeah. Because one of our listeners also tells me that you duetted with Jack Bruce.
I did, yeah. I got a call from him to, would I be interested in doing some songs on his album? And I said, absolutely, because he was a huge hero of mine. And his co-writer called me up and went through the lyrics with me. And then I went out to Germany to record with Jack. Then he had a 50th birthday celebration, which was filmed. And it was over a 2-day thing. So I went out and did that as well. Did the live show, which was really good.
And do you know what? I just was looking through the bit about you. And you were you with Kado Bell?
Yeah.
Were you on Harvest?
No, we were on Anchor Records.
Anchor was it? Because I've definitely got stuff, but I never knew it was you.
Yeah, Stuart and I go way back to just before Kado Bell. We had a band, Joe Cool, and then Kado Bell came out of that.
You've been about a bit, haven't you, Mike?
Hey. I hope you mean that in a nice way.
In the very nicest of ways. You've got such a clear voice. So,
thank you.
What was it like when, I mean, basically, the label says Mike Oldfield, which it is, it's his guitar and that, but it's your voice everybody remembers.
Well, it's just the way it was, you know. It wasn't something you thought about at that point. It became an issue, I suppose, later on, because obviously a lot of people would say, but is Mike Oldfield a girl? Who's the voice? And people sort of made an issue of it. And from that point in time, I think that's when people like Massive Attack and stuff started to put featuring as whoever the vocalist was, because it was kind of obvious that it was the band, but they had someone else singing, and it became the norm then to do that. But I think probably at that point, nobody really thought about it, you know?
And this is your 9th album, this one.
I know, scary.
That's frightening. I mean, where do you work, Maggie? Is it mostly in Scotland?
I only moved back up here about 4 years ago. I was living in London till then. And so I worked in London recording there, but this last album we made up here.
And is most of your work done with sessions and backing vocals and stuff like that? Or do you do much on the road?
Oh, no, I don't do any sessions or backing vocals unless it's somebody that I know or that somebody I know knows and they ask me to do stuff. But generally, I write. I go out and do tours of Europe and various places across wherever, you know, whoever's going to sort of ask me to go. I'm very happy to travel because I like to see new places. But Britain, I haven't done anything really here for a long time. But we're hoping to redress that.
With the new album.
Soon. Yeah, hopefully we're going to try and put together. I mean, I took last year off touring because Stuart and I were writing a musical called The Winter King, and we've sort of got that up and running now, so we're just working on it now. So this year I'm going to do some touring in Europe, hopefully some in Britain, and I'm also involved in a project from Liverpool.
Oh, what's that?
I wrote a song called Lilith for this album,
Yeah.
and not long after the album came out, I was contacted by this guy, Tom Stevens, who lives in the Wirral, and he's a writer, and he called me up and said, would I be interested in doing some music to go with his books? And from that, a conversation came about, and eventually I looked at a lot of his books and I realised he'd written a book called Lilith also.
Ah.
And so I said, did you realise I have a song, Lilith? And he said, no. So I sent it to him and we thought, this is too weird. You know, this
Yeah.
is, th so let's look at this as being something that's been sent to us. So he at the moment is casting and working on doing a short film, sort of music film of that song with the characters in the book and the storyline, which will go to Cannes this summer. And from that, a full-length feature film's going to be made. So that'll be interesting. And Stuart and I will write music for that.
I've just been looking at the middle eight on Lilith, howling her name. No, she will come for you. Held by her gaze, you can never deny her. Howling her name, oh, she will steal your soul. Vengeance is hers, and her name is Lilith.
Yeah,
Whoa!
I know.
Oh, it's another vampire film.
Harsh woman. Well, no, it's not
I
actually,
know
but
that, just saying.
yeah, she's vengeful, vengeful
Okay, we're going to take the
character.
travel, Maggie, then we'll have a live one for you.
Okay.
Travel.